Dodgers pitcher Blake Treinen blasts team for honoring anti-Catholic drag queens. By Paul Bois on May 31, 2023. Dodgers pitcher Blake Treinen has publicly told his team to quit the LGBTQ propaganda after it invited the anti-Catholic drag queen group the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to its Pride Night. In a public statement, Treinen said the drag queen group engages in blasphemous performances and displays hate and mockery of Catholics and the Christian faith. I understand that playing baseball is a privilege and not a right. My convictions in Jesus Christ will always come first. Since I have been with the Dodgers, they have been at the forefront of supporting a wide variety of groups, he said. However, inviting the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to perform disenfranchises a large community and promotes hate of Christians and people of faith, he added. This single event alienates the fans and supporters of the Dodgers, Major League Baseball, and professional sports. Treinen further added that people turn to sports like baseball for entertainment value and competition. The fans do not want propaganda or politics forced on them. The debacle with Bud Light and Target should be a warning to companies and professional sports to stay true to their brand and leave the propaganda and politics off the field, he asserted. Treinen then quoted the Bible, particularly Galatians 6:7, which says that God cannot be mocked and a man reaps what he sows. This group openly mocks Jesus Christ, the cornerstone of my faith. And I want to make it clear that I do not agree with nor support the decision of the Dodgers to honor the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, he concluded. D. As Breitbart News reported, another Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher, Clayton Kershaw, also disagreed with the team's decision to invite the drag queen group. According to reports, Kershaw took his concerns to team management and asked them to accelerate the announcement of a Christian Faith and Family Day event as a response to the controversy over the team's intention to bestow its Community Hero Award on the anti-Catholic hate group, the report said. When the Dodgers announced its Christian Faith and Family Day, Kershaw welcomed the news. Excited to announce the relaunch of Christian Faith and Family Day at Dodger Stadium on July 30. More details to come, but we are grateful for the opportunity to talk about Jesus and determined to make it bigger and better than it was before COVID. Hope to see you on July 30. He tweeted. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.